From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A Trump rally getting underway. At this very moment, President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at a campaign-style rally in Phoenix, Arizona. Thousands of supporters and protesters have shown up, including this one young lady who traveled 18 hours from Kansas in order to show her support.
I want to come down here to show my support for Trump and let him know that his base still stands firmly behind him.
The president has been under intense pressure since the chaos of last weekend's protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. Even his speech regarding Afghanistan last night was preceded by a more measured tone in condemning racism.
When we open our hearts to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice, no place for bigotry, and no tolerance for hate.
President Trump's familiar pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border will be a primary theme of his remarks late Tuesday. The mayor of Phoenix, Greg Stanton, had a suggestion for the president.
Well, look, the president blew it after Charlottesville. I mean, it was really a failure of moral leadership. But you know what? We're a country of second chances. My polite advice to the president: take advantage of this opportunity.
The rally itself just getting underway this very minute. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, the U.S. Secretary of State had words to say. This is Rex Tillerson.
I think the president did a fairly thorough job in terms of describing the new military approach.
He also explained the president's assertion that the U.S. will hunt down terrorists wherever they may be.
And we have put people on notice that if you are harboring and providing safe haven to terrorists, be warned, be forewarned. And we're going to engage with those who are providing safe haven and ask them to change what they're doing and help us help them.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of State went on to welcome North Korea's decision to reduce its belligerent rhetoric in response to new sanctions by the United Nations Security Council.
I am pleased to see that the regime in Pyongyang has certainly demonstrated some level of restraint that we've not seen in the past. We hope that this is the beginning of this signal that we've been looking for.
Earlier in the day, President Trump imposed sanctions on Chinese and Russian companies and individuals involved in business deals with North Korea that are believed to have aided its nuclear weapons program. Aid agencies are warning that thousands of Iraqi civilians trapped in the Islamic State-controlled city of Tal Afar face great danger as they try to flee escalating fighting. The agencies are calling for urgent measures to protect the inhabitants as the government's battle to retake the city intensifies. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
No one knows how many civilians remain in Tal Afar. Humanitarian agencies have been unable to enter this Iraqi city since Islamic State militants captured it in 2014. The United Nations reports more than 30,000 people have fled Tal Afar district since April. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says conditions within the city reportedly are very difficult.
Many talk of seeing dead bodies along the way, and there are reports that some were killed by extremist groups. Others appear to have died to dehydration or illnesses.
Mahecic warns Iraqi civilians inside Tal Afar are likely to be held as human shields by IS militants, and those who attempt to flee could be shot. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The government on Sunday launched its military operation to retake Tal Afar, one of the last Iraqi areas held by ISIS. This follows the July liberation of Mosul, about 80 kilometers to the east. U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for the other missing sailors continues. A suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona told Spain's High Court on Tuesday that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. 21-year-old Mohamed Huli Kemlal was the first of four suspects to testify Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.